Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan is on the Prowl.
Speak the Word.
In Proverbs 6, verse 2, it says, You're snared with the words of your lips. You're caught by the speech of your mouth. Friends, when we're speaking things, it calls us to be snared by those words. Some translations will say you're trapped by those words. And what he's saying is that you're given Satan and his demonic spirits access into your life. And you don't want to do that. The Word tells us in James chapter 3, verse 10, it says, out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. He said, these things, my brethren, ought not to be. He says, as a rudder guides a ship, and a bit in a horse's mouth causes him to go in the right direction. And you find that in James chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. And in James 3 and 5, it says, and so is the tongue, he says, is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. And it can be a tremendous, tremendous power for good. But I want you to think about this too. Those words can do the exact opposite. Not those words. If you're agreeing with God's Word, that's what it's saying. It can guide your thoughts. It can guide your emotions and your body into paths of prosperity and success. But if you are speaking negative stuff, if you're speaking, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill this month, you know, and you might say, well, Pastor Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I do know what you're talking about because I've been where you are. And I have wondered how I was going to pay for this and pay for that, especially when I was a widow living on fixed income, even before when I was raising my children by myself most of the time. You know, but like I said before, there's always two sides to every coin. And in this case, if you're complaining, you know, if you're speaking poverty all the time, if you're speaking lack all the time, or every time somebody asks you how you feel, you speak about 10 to 15 minutes on all your ailments and everything, or you speak about how you can't do this and do that, what you're doing is inviting Satan in. And so he's using those words as ammunition to attack you. It says in James 3 and 2, in the Passion Version, it says, we all fail in many areas, but especially with our words. Yet if we're able to bridle the words we say, we're powerful enough to control, and I just capitalized all these, ourselves in every way, and that means our character is mature and fully developed. Wow. I want you to think about that. Friends, we really need to be more conscious of what we're saying. You need to be more aware of the words coming out of your mouths. Your words are seed, according to God in Luke 8:11, and they will bring a harvest. You just want to make sure that you're getting what you want and not what you don't want. And I know that for 27, 8 years, I've been speaking on the Word of God. But you know, brothers and sisters and friends, it's the power that's in that Word that will help you. There's nothing more powerful than the Word of God. And when you put that word in your mouth, when you put God's word in your mouth and you speak it over those checkbooks, you speak it over those bills, you speak it over your body, you're going to see some results. You're really going to see some results. You can pray over yourself and you can pray with someone. I got a report yesterday from someone that works at my husband's business that had been suffering for a long time with her shoulder. I went several weeks back and to the office and prayed for them. And they got the doctors, I think they had a spur or something on their shoulders that was causing them a lot of pain. And he said he could do anything with his arms now. So he went back to the doctor and they took x-rays and they said, well, that was a spur, but he says, it's gone. It's gone. What I'm saying is, you know, and I don't know, it's somewhere in here on these scriptures where God said that his word in Jeremiah, said his word is like a hammer that beats in the pieces to rock a most stubborn resistance. And the day that I was praying for this person, God's word was breaking into pieces that spur on this person's shoulder that was causing him to have so much pain. And I could stand up here, I could write a book. I've written several books and booklets. I could write a book on just the healings that I have experienced and that my husband has experienced and others that I've prayed with. You know, some people that couldn't walk now walk. Like I said, you know, just various things. Some people with their feet, you know, swelling, just all kinds of things going on. But like I said, your words are seed according to God in Luke 8:11, and they are going to bring a harvest. And the reason why that you have the harvest that you have now, if you're not prospering in your finances or your health, the reason why you're not is not because you don't have the wisdom or the smarts to do it. It's because the enemy has put these thoughts into your mind and got you to speak them out of your mouth about your like, you know, that you're in like, that you can't afford this, you know, and how am I going to get by, and I'll never get ahead, and every time I think I'm going to get ahead, something happens and something breaks down. This may be true, but you can't give voice to it. You can't say it. You see, that might, you got to say what God's word says, okay? You got to turn the wheel. God tells us in Psalms 32:9, he says, not to be like a horse or mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. He said, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. He says, in other words, don't let your mouths cause your destruction. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keeping you living on barely get along street. He's saying, don't be stubborn. You know, don't be stubborn. You know, I don't know what age group's watching this, you know. I feel like that we have men, women, young, middle-aged, older. But the point of it is, it really, I didn't become a believer until late in life. So, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you don't want to keep that mindset. He gave us a new heart, a new spirit. But he did not give us a new mindset. He didn't change our personality. He's given us his word as a manual to renew our minds, to speak as he speaks. You know, if what you're doing now, the Holy Spirit just revealed to me, is that when you read books or see watching movies that you shouldn't, or listen to listening to music you shouldn't, or movies, or reading books you shouldn't, what you're doing is you're repeating what you hear. And what's coming out of your mouth is the way the world views things. It's not the way that God views things. And it says here, don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing, as I just said, or keep you from living on barely get along street. You know, God wants you to have it all. You know, he wants you to have nice things. You know, he's not against that. You know, I want to help you. I really do. And I want to see you prosper. And I want to see all of you healthy. And according to God in 1 John 3, as I just said, that's what he wants too. You know, God has a call and anointed me to help him. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue. According to Psalms 141 and 3, is where David asked God, you know, to put a bridle on his tongue and a guard on his mouth. He said, lest I should sin against you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I want to thank you for all the word and instructions that you have blessed us with to renew our minds to think like you, so we can defeat our enemy, the devil, when he is placing those negative thoughts into our ears, and how our minds will change when renewed with the Spirit of God, and Satan is no longer able to attack us in our minds, our souls, and our bodies. I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give us the strength and ability to stand strong against all of Satan's attacks. Lord, your word warns us to stay alert, for our great enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion just looking for someone to devour. Help us, O Lord, to get a revelation this day that our voice is the most influential voice in our lives. And when we use our voice to speak your word, it becomes the most powerful weapon that you have given us to stand up against our enemy, Satan. Lord, your word is like a fire that will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, your word will shatter anything that Satan brings our way. Praise his holy name. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.